This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our study of Timothy, in which we have been doing an historical sketch of his life, we now come to the final point in the outline, his imprisonment, release, and final ministry. Before amplifying this point, it is important to note he seemed to need periodic encouragement to make full use of his gifting. Maybe, in spite of being used by God in significant ways and being affirmed by others, especially the Apostle Paul, he still felt he was just a young guy from a small, insignificant town who really couldn't do very much. Paul constantly reminded him of his gifting and encouraged him to stir it up and use his gifts to further God's kingdom. One of Paul's strongest words of encouragement are found in 1 Timothy 4:12. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Do not neglect your gift. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. Authenticity in one's life is the basis of authority, and faithfulness is the basis of fruitfulness. Again, in 2 Timothy 4, 1-5, Paul charges him, "Preach the word, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry." When one is faithful in doing this, he will likely face opposition. Timothy did, even ending up in prison. But when released, he kept on with his work faithfully.